T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number 2 of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Bob out today. Pastor Mike, one of our longtime and favorite callers, joining us for the show today. Happy to have you. That hour 1 breezed by a little bit.
It sure did. Love those Bee Gees, though. I know you're not a big fan, but I like
not
that jive talking. So we'll look forward to that. But no, it's fun. And I can see how easy this is for this job, and especially as somebody as talented as you, Jeff, to help. No wonder your dad does a good job at it. So,
programming note, listen to Under the Hood on KFH each Saturday morning starting at 9, hosted by Phil Nightingale, general manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, and his partner, service manager Josh Proffitt. Call the show to ask questions about your vehicle. It's Under the Hood Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 on KFH. Also, show off your favorite college with a collegiate pendant from Mike Seltzer's Jewelers. Register to win this week from Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Row.
I call that Under the Hood.
You do?
Yeah, because you get like a free oil change.
Yeah,
when
you get some stuff.
Yeah, you get some stuff you get.
You got some oil change saved up?
I actually have 2. I think I'm going tomorrow.
Very good.
So I'm having a meet and greet there at Mel Hamilton. Come by and see me, and I'm sure they'll be all excited about watching me wait for my oil change there at Mel Hamilton. So.
Very good. All right, we're going to play a little bit of a game, Max. You want to play it's not official, but if you want to play it's time to play the game thing today on a Monday, certainly can. There it is.
Time to play the game.
Well, Motorhead for you. Does that do anything for you?
Motorhead, I'm going back to Under the Hood. I don't really understand anything.
And also Triple H is WWE. Oh,
okay, that's true. I've heard that before.
All right, this game is called What Advice Would You Have?
What advice would you have?
You are adept at counseling those in need.
I've counseled you, yes, and Aaron, so that's good.
Wedding, marriage counseling.
Exactly.
What else do you do? Obviously for people in prison.
Yeah, and people who are Raiders fans, I
there
do
you
some
go.
Counseling.
Those are the hardest to reach,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, those are kind of hard to reach, especially when they wear their shoulder pads with the spikes into my office.
It's their just, face paint.
Yeah, it's very,
no one wants that.
Very unsettling.
Are they welcome, though, at Sunday service?
They are welcome to come.
At Grace Baptist Church.
Even in their full garb, they can come in. And we'll have, it's not really the black hole, but they can come in and enjoy a service with us.
All right, you're going to direct these people spiritually, emotionally, just within their vocations, just whatever advice you think these people need. What advice would you have for O.J. Simpson? We've touched on this a little bit. He just joined Twitter. He said he's going to get even with some people. He's addressed somebody today who apparently had spread the rumor that he is the father of Khloe Kardashian, which he denies. What would you say to O.J. Simpson as he forays into Twitter?
Well, again, I'm not a big Twitter person. You do it pretty well. Your dad does. I have an account. I get on periodically, not very much. I wish there was a way, and this isn't directly related to that. I will get to O.J., but I wish there's a way that we as Twitter users could vote people off Twitter like they do in Survivor.
Nice.
And I can think of some couple people. O.J. would be one.
Yes.
The president would be the other, that somehow we could vote off Twitter. O.J., literally, I mean, and again, I say this as a person who understands redemption and preaches it very strongly, that there are some people, and I think the Bible even speaks of it, just goes so far that there's really, sadly, little hope for their return. I God's grace can reach to that point. My advice to him would be go somewhere in seclusion, try to help people anonymously, and try to live your life in a way that you could, because I know he's got some spiritual heritage. I've seen his mother interviewed and stuff, and there were people that he knew, and he even talked about. But man, this gentleman needs to back away.
I don't know the profile of a murderer. I'm sure there they're all quite different. But if you have most likely gotten away with murder and you've spent time in prison and you're 71 years old and one of your primary objectives is to get on Twitter and get, quote unquote, get even, you might have probably killed some people in
there,
your day.
There is a serious problem there, and the problem is he really thinks he's charming, and I've worked with people
it's a narcissistic personality.
Yes, so myopic and narcissistic and all those other big words we learned while we were here. Glad Dude is not here, by the way, and those my advice with him would be simply put, go away.
Just recognize
that you got over, and people were curious enough to watch a Bronco chase and to watch a trial, and again, clearly there was some issues with how African Americans are treated in the judicial system. That's an underlying thought there that probably positively impacted him, and certainly there is an issue there that I've worked with, because there are certainly issues there, but he doesn't represent that. He was never part of African-American groupings like that. He lived in affluent white man's world, and so for him to talk about caring for the needs of African-Americans was clearly off base.
Although I will say this, he joined Twitter 3 days ago and he has 675,000 followers. There is a thirst for the Jews.
A curiosity for sure.
Yeah, and it's hard, and I can't say, I'm not probably going to follow him, but I can't say that, I've checked his videos, I probably still will, but I don't think I can be a person that follows O.J. Simpson on
You're
Twitter.
Not going to retweet, I gather, his...
Probably not. But there is a morbid curiosity. I don't think there's anyone out there, very few people, because he's got 46 people that I follow or that follow me who follow OJ. And I'm certainly not disparaging any of those people. I don't think, I got to see what OJ says. I love this dude.
Sure.
No, of course that's not it. There's a morbid curiosity to see what OJ says.
I think we're more curious maybe about what the replies are to his things, his tweets.
I don't think probably a bunch of replies. He hasn't replied to anyone or tweeted at anyone so far.
Yeah, so he
but
probably
certainly some
attention.
Will keep tabs on, right?
Yes, indeed.
What advice, Pastor Mike, would you have for Kawhi Leonard? Just won a world title, world championship with the Toronto Raptors in his first and possibly only season there after a trade from San Antonio. Now a free agent, can go and do anything he wants. What advice do you have for Kawhi?
Well, I think I would defer to our friend and fellow Wichitan that we claim, Fred Van Vliet, and his advice that bet on yourself.
He kind of did that.
Yeah, and man, how awesome was that? And he gave the great response about Kawhi.
Very good.
He said that he's earned his right to do what he wants to do, and we respect him and applaud his decisions. And I would encourage him, because he certainly seems to be a very introspective a gentleman, and who decides to really want to play basketball. That's what he does. Not a lot of drama. So, I don't know that LA would work well for him. I know that's his kind of native area, but not his personality. And so I would certainly advise him to at least consider seeing what could happen in Toronto, because the NBA is up for grabs with all the injuries,
right?
And now with Anthony Davis moving to the Lakers, I don't think they'll put
and who knows what's going to happen in the West.
Exactly.
So, East is always wide open, it seems like.
And that was a good mix. I mean, that was a fun series.
Yeah, they figured it out, and they had a good coach.
I think that my advice to him would be, all things considered, stay in Toronto and just buy an extra heater and make sure you can stay warm.
Yeah, and if he goes to L.A., even if it's with the Clippers, he's still going to be the third guy. If he's with the Clippers, he's the best player on the team, but he's still overshadowed by LeBron and Anthony Davis with the Lakers.
Yeah,
so
he won't make them the top team in L.A. It's not going to – I mean, Jack Nicholson is not going to start coming to his games.
Absolutely
just because he's – because he's there.
But Billy Crystal might still go to
Billy Crystal
to
will probably
Clippers
still
games.
Attend, yes.
869-1240, if you'd like to join this conversation, say hello to Pastor Mike. Usually it's you calling us. We'd like to have people and call and say hello to you.
Maybe Earl
will come on and explain his absence.
Yeah,
today.
I was looking forward to Earl because he's quite has good wit and just bring a lot to the table, and we could double team on you and just
why not, right? I mean, that happens a lot.
Exactly.
I take the heat.
You are a tough man.
We just talked to Ken Canfield in the last segment. He's an expert on fatherhood. Maybe this would have been a better question for him. But we've seen LeVar Ball meddle in the lives of his sons, and now he's putting out a video. He says the Lakers will never win a championship now that his son Lonzo has been traded from L.A. to New Orleans. What advice, Pastor Mike, would you have for LeVar Ball?
Well, he's already done one thing that was probably smart, and that is, from my understanding, stop the Big Baller brand.
That was wise.
Yeah, I think that was smart. I saw him on First Take today with Stephen A. He was on this morning.
And he must drive ratings to an incredible amount, because why would anyone put him on TV still?
Yeah.
He's a one-note act.
It's pretty much irrelevant. And so he thought he was pretty witty when he said he was surprised Anthony Davis went to the Lakers because he wore a uniform that said NOLA on it. And so he figured that no LA.
I kind of like that.
He thought he was really.
Now that you say that, I kind of like that. So my apologies, LeVar.
And he had a little trick pony there. But again, he was saying how all three of his boys are going to, you know, be the superstars of the NBA, and that now the New Orleans Pelicans are going to win it all. And,
I doubt it, but you never know.
And you know, he's kind of tongue-in-cheek, so you can kind of see it. But, man, yeah, my advice to him would be tone it down. You're not helping your boys out, talking about, you know, being a good father by putting that out there and kind of forcing them into situations to where finally, you know, Lonzo said, hey, I'm not wearing your shoes, Dad. I'm getting Nikes. And that just sounds bad.
Which team do you think will be more interesting next year? The Lakers with AD and LeBron and maybe somebody else, or New Orleans, who's going to get Zion Williamson with the number one pick in the draft? They have the number four pick in the draft. They just got Ingram and Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart from the Lakers. That will be a fun group to me to watch for the next several seasons,
yeah,
see what they become.
I think they might be more of an impact in the in the West, possibly. So, I mean, it'd certainly be interesting.
Zion's
going to
be
watch.
Legit from day one.
He is a star. And, you know, that kind of goes back to where you talk about, if you're a dad talking to your sons about playing college basketball, going to the NBA, college basketball helped Zion Williams make millions of dollars.
Of course.
So my advice to, again, Lonzo, is just, hey, let the boys play. Let the boys play.
There you go. All right, we'll do a couple more of these. We're playing a game with Pastor Mike. It's called What Advice Do You Have? He's a noted counselor from his home at Grace Baptist Church. Helps out a lot of people. Now he's going to help out some people who aren't necessarily asking for it. What advice would you have for Royals general manager Dayton Moore? He's got some trade opportunities, some veterans that he might be able to haul off before the July 31st deadline. There are some minor leaguers, notably Bubba Starling, who are performing in AAA. How would you shape that roster as we delve deeper into the summer?
Yeah, I think we certainly need to. Any question about if we're buyers or sellers? We are clearly sellers, and to be able to sell some of those older veterans, because again, getting some more prospects. Dayton Moore, you know, built up well before. I like the young players. A lot of them just look really good. Pitching, obviously, is where we – and I know that's somewhat of a crapshoot. You draft all these pitchers and you don't know how they'll look. But I would say try to somehow get us some pitching help, however necessary and whatever we need to do.
Yeah, you could go that way and try to shore up the bullpen a little bit. I guess shore up is –
yeah,
you know, you need a whole new bullpen. Probably.
Exactly, no doubt.
Trade teams with someone else would be how you shore up the bullpen with the Royals.
Yeah,
but you can just go young and see what these guys have, and you go into 2020 with a little bit more confidence. Maybe you take another step forward.
Sure.
But that division is not, I don't think, ever again going to be as bad as it has been over the last couple of years.
No, I don't disagree with that, And the sad thing is, when sometimes, like when Cleveland was good and stuff, they weren't quite able to go over the hump, whereas the Royals did. Were able to do that there in 14 and 15. And so I'm just hoping that we'll get that cycle again in 21, 22.
Indians are coming, though. They're going to be good. They're going to have a cycle of goodness. They're not going to bottom out like the Tigers and the Royals have. I have to believe that.
Yeah, well, no, and hopefully so, because it doesn't help anybody when you bottom out. It's just not pleasant.
It isn't. It's not fun unless you're playing exciting young players.
Exactly.
But look at Detroit. they are terrible, and they have maybe one or two in Stewart and Condelario who are, I guess, sort of exciting young players. But that team is awful. Yeah. Did you see their lineup yesterday, Pastor Mike? I need to find this.
Sure.
This is the worst lineup I've ever seen, and I don't say that lightly, in baseball history. Oh, I've never seen a lineup as bad as what the
baseball history.
I guess they may have had Miguel Cabrera,
but he's an old DH. Yeah, right. Old Miggy.
Yeah, but their lineup yesterday, and I'm finding it.
I understand. So this is Phil time.
Yeah, this is what we call Phil time, because right. I clicked on standings instead of scores, and I'm really struggling.
Sure, I understand.
As my dad would say, talk amongst yourselves.
Sure, we'll just we'll talk about interesting things about the Royals, maybe how they steal a lot of bases. I do like that they do run around the bases quite well.
I don't know the first names of some of these people.
Sure,
but Jones, I think that's Jacoby Jones, led off, followed by Kristen Stewart, Nick Castellanos, who's viable, some guy named Dixon, some guy named Castro, Gordon Beckham, Jordan Hicks,
thought he played soccer.
Bobby Wilson, and D. Lugo. I mean, that's the worst lineup that's ever been rolled out in baseball.
That is really sad.
And not surprising, Trevor Bauer pitched a shutout.
Yeah, of course.
You want to do one more? What advice would
you
have?
Sure, we are just cooking with gas here.
Get to Mark Bell in
very
the next
good.
Segment.
Sure.
All right, I was going to go real life with some of this, but I think OJ is good enough, so let's stick with sports. What advice would you have for Tiger Woods? Sounds like he's going to take the next month off or so before the British Open. He took a couple weeks off between majors. Hasn't played particularly well after his Masters win. That was the crowning moment of Tiger Woods' career. What advice would you have for him as he advances into middle age?
Well, I think it's really smart that he has backed off some. Certainly nobody's really afraid of him as they were before.
No.
He does not have that cachet that he once had. And so, and it looked like he relishes in it. Just enjoy his family. And he's never had trouble, you know, finding ladies. And hopefully he can be focused on one and not just spend a lot of time at Perkins.
Well, it seems like he's not trying for that anymore. After he broke up with the skier, what was her name? Lindsey Vonn, right?
Lindsey Vonn, yeah.
It seems like Tiger's not trying to weigh himself down with one woman anymore.
Yeah, it seems like that could be the case. And like I said, I know he gets the special punch card at Perkins for all the different pies that he gets and stuff.
Literally and figuratively,
so, yes. And so, but no, you know, I think he's really, I think, comfortable with himself. But man, there's no doubt when he's playing and he's atop the leaderboard that all eyes are fixed on him. It's not the OJ thing, obviously, but it has a similarity. You want to see what happens when he's up at the top. And so have good luck with that. And I think, man, when he goes to the senior tour with him and Phil, he's gonna bring viewers there.
That'll be exciting.
That people
won't
will
it?
Be watching.
U.S. Senior Open with Phil and Tiger in 5 or 6 years.
Exactly. And those guys will be going after it. They won't charge pay-per-view, and we can enjoy them watching. So my advice would be hang on as much as you can. If you can get another major or two, and again, don't push too much on trying to break Jack's record. We never thought it would happen. Now he got his other. We think maybe, but still probably not going to happen. Just enjoy playing golf and getting paid a lot of big money for that. And so, and where his
balance it out as best you can.
Is Nike picked him up back up, by the way? Is he getting sponsorship?
That's a good
from
question.
Nike?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I would so too. He's wearing
it's
the
cash
gear.
Cow.
Exactly. I wouldn't just because he's had some problems there with driving and other issues that he's hopefully back doing well, and they've allowed him to make some money for them, and he from them, and so that's a good partnership if it continues to work.
There you go. Absolutely. Let's take a break. Next segment, we will talk to Mark Bell, whose son Blake is in Chiefs mini camp over the past week or so, vying for that backup tight end spot for Kansas City behind Travis Kelce. We'll see what's going on with the Chiefs as we talk with Mark Bell in our next segment. Stay with us, Pastor Mike. Jeff Lutz, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.